devil's advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on. We're flying along, Dom. And this is a non-political story, but I have to bring it to your attention. A guy was on an airplane flying into Florida today, and the pilot apparently became incoherent. And this passenger, who had no flight experience ever, had to take the controls and land the plane. And apparently the air traffic controller talked this guy down. That would be my greatest fear. My greatest fear is dying from height, like falling out of a plane and, you know, parachuting, and the parachute doesn't open. You know the whole time, I'm going to die. You know, the whole way down, you know you're going to die. Well, I got to feel like, you know, if you're in an airplane and the pilot, let's just say, takes ill, is incapacitated, incoherent as the case may be, I mean, I can carry your ass for a segment on the radio, Dom. Oh, yeah. But I'd be freaking out, dude. I would have died of a heart attack. I never would have had the courage to land that plane.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
I could not have done it.
I have faith, Curdy. Brian, what do you think? He could have done it.
I don't think I could.
Look, as long as you were in the military, you should be able to go and deal with courage under fire type of stuff. You know, just, all right, I have a solution. I can do this.
I could be on the ground and you could be shooting at me, or I could be in a ring of fire and I would have courage under fire. But if I was, you know, even 100 feet off the ground, man, no, I'm wetting myself.
Well, just know that if you do fall from a great height, you'll probably die of a heart attack before you hit. So right. At least
it depends on how high it is. That's not a lot of oxygen up there, too.
I'm hoping to black out. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I splat, you know, my luck, I'll wake up, you know, like 10 feet off the ground, like, yeah. Oh,
right before you get there.
Splat.
I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
844-967-2789. Before we get to the callers, want to throw this one out there for our last caller,
Joe. More important than the passenger landing the plane.
just in case there was any question about what the Republicans would do if they're in charge, Raw Story reporting that Republican House Minority Whip Steve Scalise confirmed on Wednesday that Republicans will, quote, move day one to enact a federal abortion law if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. His quote, I hope that the ruling comes out soon, and I hope it's the ruling that was leaked. But if you think about where we are, we're a party who defends life, and we would celebrate a ruling that allows elected leaders to defend life and debate in open public what those laws should be in every state and in Washington. Clearly, we will move day one if we get the majority on the Born Alive Act, so states like New York can't murder a baby outside the womb and call it abortion, he added. They go on to say, according to factcheck.org, that particular measure is unnecessary because it is already illegal to kill babies after birth in every state. But, I mean, that won't rile up the voters, right? You got to let them know. It's really super illegal now.
So what you're saying is when U.S. Senator Ron Johnson today said if Roe v. Wade was overturned, it'd be a little messy.
Nah, you know, it's too bad. No big deal.
And he thinks there would somehow be a responsible legislative response in the state of Wisconsin. I almost laughed aloud. I mean, nothing more disingenuous, Ron, than saying that Republicans are somehow in the state of Wisconsin going to codify some sort of abortion protections for women.
No, never going to happen.
I mean, that's a laughable statement, Ron. So Ron's new tact in this reelective cycle is to basically come out and just lie through his teeth.
Well, downplay it, of course. Nah, no big deal. But and that's how obscene it is. Even just the suggestion that, well, you know, you just get in your Hummer and drive a couple hundred miles to the Illinois border and just go get your abortion there. It's not a big deal. I mean, think about the resources needed. I mean, Ron is so very entitled and spoiled that it's like, hey, if you got to spend a couple hundred bucks to go out of town to go get your medical treatment, no big deal. But that's a big deal for lots and lots of people. Just goes to show you how really, truly out of touch the guy is.
Well, actually, Dom, in the Johnson Family Trust, if I understand the reporting thereof, he actually incentivizes his children to seek abortive care, or at least if they've had one child out of wedlock, you know, because no greater sin. No, literally, in the Johnson Family Trust, each child is entitled to one felony, one unrelated felony. So you could have multiple felony charges under the same crime charging, but if you were charged with multiple crimes, you would get kicked out of the trust. You wouldn't get the Johnson grandiose millions. And the other crime, according to the trust, the Johnsons apparently have for their children, illegitimate birth. So if you got an illegitimate child, you're entitled one under the family
trust. It's so offensive. There's no such thing. I mean, child's a child's a child. You know, a man has sex with a woman and a baby is born. What? There's no such thing. It is just so asinine, these ass-backwards 19... I mean, they're looking up to the 50s. These are like the 1400s now. This is terrible.
Yeah, but what if you're one of Ron's daughters? And you've already got this, quote-unquote, you know, according to his trust, illegitimate child, and I was, you know, the so-called bastard child, as I pointed out, eventually orphaned, you know, so I've lived this life. I'm not casting aspersions on others. I've caught all these slings, all these arrows in my own life. But under Ron's theory of incentivize, you know, with the grandiose millions of the family trust, if you had one illegitimate child at home and you didn't want to lose the millions, well, you better start planning your road trip to the flatlands. Because that second child, if that second child's born, you're cut off.
Or you better go to Vegas and get married, because, you know, getting married in front of Elvis at the church downtown, you know, that's true wedded bliss, and that's really what matters. I mean, the whole concept is just so asinine and backwards. Well, you got to get married. Is it wedded under the church or under the state? And is it a particular church? Come on. As soon as we can get past all of this, the better off humanity will be.
I promised my wife, the beautiful Mrs. Crudy, after 20 years of wedded bliss, which actually comes up by the end of summer, we would renew our vows.
You know, it's been bliss the whole time.
Before God and Elvis, perhaps at a Vegas chapel. Drive through, preferably, because, you know, I got to get to Planet 13.
So if you quit getting married in front of Elvis and pop out a kid, that's totally okay to get Ron's millions. But if you don't, then it's a problem. Because see how that makes sense?
It's a messy problem, isn't it?
It certainly is.
You can see the sort of mess that would cause. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I've been here. You know, I've been following some of this stuff, picking up. You know, I just got the radio going most of the time. And there's girls as young as 8 and 9 years old that are hitting menses, which is just, you know, and it's probably very few. But, you know, and most of it is at 11 already now. That it is just...
What point are you getting to, Mark? Let's hurry up and get there, okay, pal?
They don't want to have sex education in schools for these girls. They want to deny them access to birth control. I mean, some of these states are trying to lower the age of consent for marriage down to 14 or something like that. And that they want these girls to be dumb and ignorant and not have access to family planning practices, not knowing anything about anything at all. I mean, I can remember in sixth grade they ushered all us boys out of the room and showed the girls some film strip or movie on what was happening to their bodies. I mean, this was back in the 60s, for God's sakes. And we were back then, they're more educated. They wanted to believe more in education back then than we do today.
Oh, Mark, but now the Republicans will say, you know, this is the kind of information, this is the kind of education that should be taught at home. This is about home. But, of course, the problem is you got a lot of ignorant people. You got a lot of religious zealot people that are not going to teach their children the science of what's happening.
I got all the sex ed I need out of the Bible, Mark.
when they exclude women to, you know, when the women were considered unclean when they're hit, you know, when they were having their period and they had to go to the red tent. I mean, that is, it's just ridiculous. I mean,
appreciate your call,
and that's,
Mark.
That's where they're going, right? I mean, how is it any different? I mean, if that's a religious sentiment for them, isn't that glory? Isn't that if it's the Bible to which you refer, Mark? How would they not want that as the end result of this political/religious drive?
844-967-2789. Here he comes. Prepare yourself, Dom. It's CJ. Welcome, CJ.
Hey,
what do you
CJ.
Got for us?
Hi, guys. Well, thank you. Well, you know, the leak was intentional.
Yes, a righty leaked it.
And, you know, the mere fact that most people and parents don't want, and you can't even tell the truth about the law from Florida, don't want sex education taught between kindergarten and third grade.
It's not taught that early. That's a fact.
That's the bill. That's the bill, Dom.
CJ, you got kids in the school, man.
It's already not taught, man.
CJ, you got kids in school? Buddy, I've got kids. Dom's got kids. Brian's got kids. Do you have kids in the school? Because my kids never came home complaining that they got out the banana and the condom in second grade, dude. I used to volunteer at the elementary school. That wasn't happening at my kids' elementary. What about your kids' school, CJ?
It's called the Parents' Rights in Education Bill.
Yeah, and James Watt wrote the Clean Air Act, man, which was about polluting the world, dude. So you can call it what you want. My mama.
No, that's the name of it. That's the fact. But, you know, I can see why you're worried about where people are going to vote in the middle on this. They're worried about things like inflation because the Hunter Biden administration just scored another record. Unfortunately, it wasn't a good one.
His mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. You can't hide behind the moniker, T-Bone. 844-967-2789. I had about enough. Sorry, man.
No, I mean,
I made a command decision. I was done for the day.
It seems to me, and Brian, I'll let you go in a second here, but it seems to me that there is already a ban, according to the Washington Post, and I just pulled it up. Sex education, according to this article, has already been banned in Florida until the fifth grade. So critics say the law tries to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Well, we see that. I mean, that's what they do. This is exactly what Scalise was saying with this Born Alive bill. Oh, you can't abort a baby after birth. Well, it's already illegal in all the states to murder a baby. So this is exactly the point that Clay proves. It's not about what's in the bill. It's not about what you call the bill. It's about drumming up the emotion to get people to say, we don't want sex ed taught before fifth grade. Without knowing that, according to the Washington Post, in Florida, sex ed is not taught until after fifth grade.
Yeah, but the don't say gay laws, it's being characterized in the press. I know that's not what you call it, CJ, not what DeSantis called it. But it's not just about the young kids. I mean, really, it creates this giant gray area. When would be an appropriate time to have any conversation about human sexuality and not lose your job? So it had its effect. It has this chilling effect on teachers. And you know what, CJ? I do actually want my kids to be exposed to biology at school. Human sexuality is part of that. You know, I want my kids to get that. And you could say, well, I teach my kids at home. Well, you are a better parent than some, CJ, if that were the case. Because a lot of people's kids aren't learning these things. And I don't want people learning the way I did, you know, after Dom introduced me to internet porn. You know, because once upon a time, you know, porn really wasn't out there. You'd have to go up to Joe's closet and get a magazine.
Right, go ahead, Brian.
Just real quick, if anybody complains about Joe Biden and inflation and gas prices and things, a lot of those people are the same people who are anti-socialist and anti-communist, but are advocating for Joe Biden to take the reins of the economy.
No, they're not.
Be very careful as to what you're actually asking for.
They don't want Joe Biden to take control of the economy. They just want to blame Joe Biden for all their life's problems because they're very, very sad because they don't get laid much. And therefore, abortion never affects them. Because if you don't get laid,
you don't have to worry about abortion, right?
Exactly. See how that problem works itself out for many Republicans? Otherwise, it might get messy. Come back one last segment to Call the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, thanks. We gave it the office.